Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Coast to Coast. The Fox and the Hen by DeLoss Dale Fiddler is being called an impressively assured novel that mirrors the injustices that happen in our society. Many of the events described in this critically acclaimed crime thriller have their parallels in real life. A fictional account of dishonesty, malfeasance of duty by trusted public officials, hardships placed on honest people by dishonest officials, and subsequent consequences suffered not by those officials, but by the people they serve. Although this is a fictional account, you will recognize the traits illustrated in the story by officials, foreign and domestic. DeLoss Dale Fiddler was born in the quiet farming community of Rensselaer, Indiana, Jasper County, 70 miles southeast of Chicago, in 1938. He was raised in what was then the bustling metropolis of the steel mills and oil refineries in Gary, Hammond, and East Chicago, Indiana. He graduated from Hammond Technical Vocational High School, proceeding on and graduating from Purdue University, and then a 51-plus year career as an outstanding engineer. The DeLoss Dale Fiddler, author of The Fox and the Bantam Hen, is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What a remarkable job you've done in this story. Reviews are all excellent. They love what you've done with this, and we'll talk about it extensively as we go through the conversation. Why did you write the book? What was the idea that sparked this book, The Fox and the Bantam Hen?
Well, I like reading about people that win. And I like writing about people that win. And this book that I've written has parallels in real life. It actually happened. A lot of the things actually happened, except for the murder. Well, it was a catharsis for me. And I just said, I had all this material. I said, what do I do with it? I turned it into a book, and we published it.
And the book is available basically wherever books are sold. You'll find The Fox and the Bantam Hen by DeLoss Dale Fiddler. That's DeLoss and Fiddler, FIDLER. You'll find the book at UR Link Publishing and, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places, and links on our website. I really just touched the surface of what the book is about. Tell us what the book is about, the storyline that unfolds in The Fox and the Bantam Hen.
Well, the story is about a professor who talks a small southern town into building providing the land and the financing for a hospital for the university, with the promise to treat a certain malady that was prevalent in that area. That's not very unpopular here in Texas. It happens frequently. When the hospital is getting built and is nearing completion, he changes the nature of what this hospital is going to serve, and that makes the townspeople very unhappy. It is one woman's fight to get that hospital reassigned to what was promised in the first place.
And the story unfolds so well told by our guest on the program, DeLoss Dale Fiddler, the author of The Fox and the Bantam Hen. Find the book wherever books are sold. The story is a fascinating one and really brought to life by the characters. You spend a great deal of time with storytelling and developing these characters. Are the characters in the novel real-life people?
They are based on real-life people. They're composites. So I really enjoyed writing about Irene, who was a unique character, and she was detested by some of the people because she was also a spy for the university, unknowingly. And she comes around to help the others in the end of the book.
the book is, it's a great story. And once you start, you're going to want to keep reading chapter after chapter to see how this all evolves. The book is The Fox and the Bantam Hen. The book available wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tell us about some of the other characters. You've got a very broad group of characters. They all have distinct personalities. Who were some of the main characters that we will follow in The Fox and the Bantam Hen?
There is Jack Archer. He's a very caustic police detective, and he will solve the case with not scientific analysis, but with intuitive background experience. It all comes together under his leadership. The other characters is Wanda Marks, who is a lady with a son whose husband leaves her because, well, hey, when you start charging for medical expenses and they're huge, you get laid off and people won't hire you. So that they have to fight that. And then Dennis Marks, who takes Wanda under his arm and helps her. Jack, I'm having a mental block here on the Jack, but he is a very detestable character, but he comes through and helps Wanda with her investigation or battle with the university. There are others in the book that play infinite roles or small roles, but they all add to the solution of getting that hospital back to where it's supposed to be.
It's interesting how you develop these characters and weave them into the storyline. The Fox and the Bantam Hen is the name of the book, Delos Dale Fiddler, D-E-L-O-S, Dale Fiddler, F-I-D-L-E-R. If you're Googling, book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. One review saying you demonstrate inventive storytelling. Talk about that. You've got the main story in your mind from what happened in real life, but you need to tell it in an entertaining way, a way that will hold our attention. Talk about what went into to telling this story, because you do it so creatively. You use flashbacks to help set the stage. How was it writing the story? And talk about your writing style to make the book entertaining.
To make the book entertaining, you add a little bit of humor. You add a little bit of extra life aside from her constant efforts to deal with the professor. In background, the professor is a detestable person overall, but he is nice to some that he'd serve his purpose, and he's not so very nice. And it's you remember in dealing with that. My wife and I were very active in the in helping the mentally ill and National Alliance on Mental Illness and Recovery International. So they will have some benefit of listening to what was happening there also.
It's so fascinating how you go about putting the story together. Basically loosely based on what happened. Now you added the murders. Talk about that, because that gives us a whole new element, doesn't it, in the book, The Fox and the Bantam Hen?
Yes, the murder is the main character gets murdered right at the outset of the storytelling. And that leads to, they were going to try and just impose on her a little effort to tone down her getting after the professor. But it goes awry and things happen when things get out of hand.
And that's interesting. you talk about that because they do get out of hand, don't they?
They do get out of hand very quickly. But now, in real life, that did not happen. But it adds, storytelling.
Yes, it holds our attention. It is an entertaining read. The book is The Fox and the Bantam Head. Information on our website. There are secrets as well. I love that in the book, and the secrets, many of them end up getting revealed. But talk about entering that element as well. You've got a lot going on that holds our attention in this book, don't you?
Yes. And it's always exciting all the way through the book. When we drop out of actually dealing with the professor, we have to create some sidelight enhance the pleasure of the reader. He's got to have some background relief.
When you started this process, did you have this all outlined so you knew what was going to happen, or did this sort of evolve as you were telling the story and realize this character needs to go in this direction? Was this a strict outline, or did you make changes as you were writing it?
I had the changes I was writing, and it evolved throughout the storyline. Of course, I knew where it had to go and where we had to end up.
Yes.
But how to get there? Well, it took different tactics.
Was this as much fun for you to write as it is for us to read? It sounds like you really enjoyed telling the story. Sometimes you talk to an author and it was a struggle to write the book. This sounds like you really had a good time in telling the story.
Yes, I did have a good time in telling the story, and it brought back a lot of memories and a lot of pain as I was going through it, but it all came together.
And it's a remarkable read, The Fox and the Bantam Hen by DeLoss Dale Fiddler. The book is available wherever books are sold, and we'll have all that information. Actually, his website, now I'll mention this several times, is dfiddlerbooks.com. So information on the author and where to buy the book at his website, dfiddlerbooks.com. And again, all this on our website. What are some of the takeaways you hope that the reader has when they finish reading this? Well, you deal a lot about how far people are willing to go to save themselves. You really expose that. Is that one of the things you want us to think about and to realize a takeaway?
Yes, and I want the reader to understand that there's a whole segment of society out there that is not being addressed or served. We get a lot of publicity these days about mass shootings and guns and what have you, and I don't want to get involved in that right now, but the biggest, most fundamental problem is service to our mentally ill people.
Well, and you approach that topic so well in the book, The Fox and the Bantam Hen. Talk about injustices, because this book, again, loosely based on what happened, but really mirrors the injustices that happen in our society, as you mentioned, almost unfortunately on a daily basis, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And my wife and I have donated our time and our efforts, and when we asked how much we earned while we were doing this, I say we had a negative salary of about $50 to $75 a month. Now, I remember one time, several times, where my wife was up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning talking with the police, negotiating with the police while they're at the house of a someone. And the son or whoever is running around with a gun in their hand trying to shoot somebody. And we're trying to get the police to deal with them so they come out of it. Everybody comes out of it and survives.
Yes.
And fortunately, here in Texas, where we live locally, they've added a triage unit where the police can take these people to and get them diagnosed rather than send them to the hospital rather than the police jail.
Ah. Boy, there's so many important elements into what you and your wife and your family happens to be doing besides just this book in real life, living the message that you talk about so well in The Fox and the Bantam Hen. What type of response are you getting, especially from those that know the backstory of the book?
Well, for those that are part of the mentally ill support groups, we get very good society. We get response.
Well, that's good that reinforcing that message out there. And the book is available wherever books are sold, and DeLuss's website, dfiddlerbooks.com. And we'll have all this information on our website as well. A couple minutes left in the program. What's this experience been like for you telling the story? How rewarding to have the book out there and receiving excellent reviews? And are you working on another project?
Yes, I've written two more books, which are being published. And they have left that subject of specifically mental illness and what have you. But it's still exciting. And as you am part of a authors group that meets every other week, and we share what we're working on at this time and comment and recommend changes to their story.
You know, after such a successful career over five decades as an engineer, to be doing this, how much fun is this now to, and probably a departure from what you were doing as an engineer, or are there similarities? You are building things, you've learned the discipline as an engineer. Are there traits from that distinguished engineering career that help make you a successful writer?
Well, I don't know about that, but yes, I've got four published technical articles already that help me go into this. And I seem to have a perchance to write stories about what's going on. I remember writing a few stories about what was happening in the engineering field, and I was told, kill it. Well, I stuck it in the back pocket, and I'm going to resurrect them one of these days.
Fantastic, and I hope we have a chance to talk about any future projects. It's been fun having a chance to explore The Fox and the Bantam Hen and to have you on the program. And there's some talk about the possibility of a motion picture. Talk about that. I can see this coming to life on the screen. You've got all the elements of success in this. Do you think that's a realistic possibility?
It is certainly a possibility. And I have even started picking out movie stars that I would like to play certain roles. Like the professor, I want to have Alec Baldwin play that role because he has the persona
yes.
that that character exhibits in the book.
And I've seen a list of some of the names, and you've got some people that you could plug into this, and they would do an excellent job making the story come to life. The book is
yes.
The Fox and the Bantam Hen. DeLuss Dale Fiddler is our guest on the program. It's been a pleasure having you with us. Continued success with this book and the important story that you're telling in a very entertaining way. It is a true crime thriller, very well written. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for hosting me. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure having you with us. Look forward to doing it again. And the book, once again, The Fox and the Bantam Hen, DeLuss Dale Fiddler, that's D-E-L-O-S. And just remember, D Fiddler, F-I-D-L-E-R, books.com, the website. You can get information and purchase the book there as well. And, of course, at Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.